Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Room channel. I'm joined now by Bangor City's caretaker player manager, Gary Taylor Fletcher. Gary, tough afternoon there, but saw it through in the end. 3-2 winners, play a final next weekend.
Yeah, you know, the main thing was we got into that final and, you know, couldn't have asked for a better start from the lads. It was exactly what I wanted on the front foot, right from the off attack, go be ruthless. And, you know, we got 2-0 up and I think a few of them thought, you know, how easy is this? But say you can't switch off in this game, and we got a bit complacent and we've let them back into it, but all credit to them, you know, they've come here, they've played football and they've cut us apart at times, but you know, we changed a few things at half time, and the one thing they asked for the lads was about the desire. They showed a bit more in that first half. To me it looked like they wanted it more, and you know, I asked the questions, you know, are we going to show the same desire? Are we going to win our personal battles? And that second half was exactly what I wanted. That's what they'd done. Started from the goalkeeper coming out 10 minutes to go. That's what you want, him coming out, punching the ball away, being dominant. Centre halves, you know, first half they were picking up too many flick-ons, too many balls. And I said to them, they've got to be a bit more ruthless, a bit more dominant, sort of try not to get bully them, sort of bully them. And you know, that second half, them two were the key of picking us up and pinning them in, and every one of them put a shift in, and you know, were there.
Yeah, perfect start, two goals in the opening 20 minutes, but you know, you must be disappointed that we let them back into the game, and possibly they probably had the initiative to start the second half as well.
Yeah, definitely, you know, they're a good team. They don't score that many goals in the last few games for not having a bit of quality, and they've shown us that. You know, we maybe showed them a bit too much respect at times, but you know, it's going to happen. They come here, they want to show why they should be in these playoffs, and you know, for that 30 minutes they did. Yeah. You know, they outplayed us. The desire, the work rate was far better, and you know, I'm not going to come here and say, oh yeah, we've absolutely battered them, because we've not, you know, but we've done the job, we've got where we wanted. And now it's all about preparing and making sure we are right and we're not complacent for next week.
Yeah, so playoff semi-final, the other one tomorrow, Carmarthen against Cardiff Met. Two difficult sides that we've had problems against the stages this season, but you know, we've had the upper hand on several occasions as well. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, you know, whoever it is, it's two totally different games. You know, Cardiff Met, they'll come, they'll try and play. They're a young, hungry team, and you know, they'll try and play football, they'll try and play about, try and get the ball down, a lot of movement and a lot of energy. You know, on the other hand, you've got Carmarthen, who are a lot more physical. They try to man mark you, they try to rough you up. You know, so whatever game we're in, we're going to be in a tough game.
Yeah.
You know, Carmarthen, they rough you up, but they have got that quality to get goals, which they have done against us in the last game. But you know, we've got to show them that respect, but also do what we've done second half, stand up and be counted when it's needed.
Yeah, good to see City back at full strength today. Three absentees from the Carmarthen game, the last game of the season. Anthony Miley through suspension, Danny Ardiello and Henry Jones. Good to have them back on the field as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the last game against Carmarthen, we wanted to give a few players a bit of a game. You know, they've not played for a few weeks and stuff. And it was a case of who was fit could play in that game. You know, yeah. We didn't have, I think we had Damo and Christoph on the bench. That's all we had, outfield players. So, you know, maybe if we had a few more, there might have been a few different changes or whatever. But, you know, we come through it. The season Bangor have had, the different managers, the turnaround of players, to be where we are and to be in this position going into that last game of the season to get into Europe, you know, I don't care what anyone says, it's a magnificent achievement from everyone who's pulled together. And you know, since the split, we've grew stronger, and you know, we're trying to do things right in the right way. And I'm glad today, you know, the fans were right behind us. You know, even when we went 2-2, they were still, you know, getting behind us and stuff. And that's what we need. We need the 12th man behind us next week. We need to get a big crowd.
Okay, we look forward to that next Saturday. Carmarthen Town, Cardiff Met, whoever it may be, playoff final.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.